the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the Social Studio.
Thank you for downloading this pre-Christmas edition of the Radio Today programme. Just like the Christmas post, it's a bit late this week, so apologies for that, but I think you'll find it was worth waiting for. David Lloyd's radio moments to come as usual, also the news from Roy Martin, and a couple of extra things from me too. But first, the news that broke today, Wednesday, that Premier Christian Radio is losing its slot on D1, the national DAB multiplex, which is owned and operated by Arqiva. Its replacement, Heart Extra, owned by Global Radio. Now, as you can imagine, this hasn't left Premier's CEO in the best of humours. I tracked him down on his mobile just outside Victoria Station. It's not a great line, I'm afraid, but I think you'll be interested in what Peter Kerridge has to say.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Peter, what on earth is happening and why is Premier Christian Radio coming off DAB nationally?
I don't know why it's coming off DAB nationally, but holding at the moment a 3-month extension contract to extend Premier's existence on the national platform from 20th of December through to the 31st of March.
That's not exactly the Christmas present you were looking for, I'm sure. What have Arqiva said to you?
Well, I've been in negotiation with them for 6 months or so, and at no time have they offered meaningful permanent contract. It's always been about Premier coming off or having this extension.
Were you surprised then? I mean, were you thinking that the contract would just continue automatically and then you suddenly got a call or an email from Arqiva saying, sorry guys, you're off?
The truth is, I've been trying to get a permanent renewal because we spent 5 years building up a national audience. We spent 5 years promoting digital radio. We have been there at the point in radio's history when no one else was really that bothered about it, and we've done our part in helping digital radio move forward. So to be rewarded with what is effectively an eviction notice is difficult.
Do you think, Peter, that it's simply about money? I mean, are you guessing that Global are going to pay more than you would, or is it just that Global have got more muscle and they can say, frankly, guys, we want this space so you can get rid of the little guy?
Well, all I will say is that I've offered to pay quarterly in advance. We could probably pay even half yearly in advance. We've paid every invoice that's been sent to us. I don't know what else we can do. If it's about money, I have no idea. If it's about influence, well, I'm certain other groups have more influence than we do. But all I would say is that a difficult situation when what we have in Premier is a full-service Christian license serving a community which otherwise wouldn't have that service. It's not as if there are lots of people queuing up to provide a similar service. And how many pop radio stations does this country need?
I think that's what people are saying, judging by, you know, remarks on social networks and so on. People are saying, does the world really need Heart Extra or anything of that sort instead of something which is genuinely different? And does that thing that DAB was always meant to do, which was to extend choice?
Yeah, and I mean, if choice is a choice between Whitney Houston and Dire Straits, and Dire Straits and, I don't know, Billy Ocean, then yes, we have choice. But that isn't the radio industry that I joined in 1978. I think, personally, where we are in radio now is the worst place we have been in all my career. This is not what independent radio set out to be, and it is a pale shadow of probably hundreds, if not thousands, of professionals' aspirations. This is Jukebox City, and there are plenty of jukeboxes around, and radio stations don't need licenses in order to do this. You can do this off the internet every day of the week.
Peter, is the Radio Centre sticking up for you in these negotiations?
I haven't even bothered with the Radio Centre because it's pretty much in the hands of the two big groups. I have lost faith in the Radio Centre probably about 7 or 8 years ago.
So, okay, let's just paraphrase the Christian story here. If there's no room at the DAB Inn, where can you go?
Well, let's clarify a little bit of that. There isn't much room in the local DAB Inn, and there doesn't appear to be much room, if any at all, in the national DAB Inn. So the inns are pretty full, but they're pretty full with the same stuff. I think the landlords need to have a little look at variety.
Well, one thing that the wise men of Ofcom allowed you to do, of course, was to take over an AM transmitter south of London. How's that all working out?
It's early days. And truthfully, I don't know. All I would say is that that's been a useful move for Premier, I think. And there are lots of AM frequencies. If I were the regulator, I would look carefully at the FM frequencies. Because in the old days, there was this mantra that came out of the regulator, use them or lose them. And in the mid-80s, radio stations had to split services with AM and FM and provide variety. Well, you know, variety is looking pretty thin on the ground when you look at digital and FM operations just now. And as there's plenty of AM spectrum around, that's one option for allowing new entrants into the field. But, you know, I honestly think that it cannot be right to have conglomerates totally dominating every aspect of commercial radio just now. I think it's stifling the variations of service. I think there's not the range that there has been by any stretch. And it does seem, from my little perspective, to be all about getting the money into certain buckets. And if that's what it's all about, it's not the radio game that most of us set out to play in.
Peter Kerridge, CEO of Premier Christian Radio. Apologies again for the quality of that recording. Let's have some news now, shall we, from Roy.
Thank you, Trevor. Local DAB is now live in North Yorkshire. The new Muxco Multiplex was launched at an event held at the York Racecourse on Wednesday morning, attended by the great and the good of local radio, and a few local celebrities attended as well. Darren Henley is leaving Classic FM. The MD is leaving after growing up with the station. He joined when it launched 22 years ago and has worked his way up through the Classic FM ladder. He's joining the Arts Council for England. And finally, Ofcom has appointed a new chief executive. She is Sharon White, who joins from HM Treasury. That's the very latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin.
Cheers, Roy. Just before we hear David Lloyd's radio moments for this week, I thought you'd like to know that he's recorded a special edition for 5 Live dedicated to the radio moments of 2014. You're going to hear that on Christmas Day in the 5 Live Radio Review of the Year, which also features our old friends Jane Garvey, Stephanie Hurst, Matt Deegan, Michael Hill, John Myers, James Cridland and many more. Christmas Day at 15:30, 3:30pm, or for 30 days afterwards on the iPlayer. And can I also recommend the Christmas edition of our US sister podcast, The Radio Stuff, which will feature a review of the UK radio year by the only person Larry could afford. Back to this week, here's Lloydie.
Radio Moments.
We start this week 5 years ago. And is it really that long since this fond Radio 2 farewell?
It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that you've come together in my name, that you're proud to call yourselves my listeners, that you think of me as a friend, someone that you're close enough to laugh with, to poke fun at, and occasionally, when the world seemed just a little too cruel, to shed a tear with.
The last Wake Up to Wogan this week in 2009. How beautiful is that delivery? Red as well. Another farewell 2 years ago this week from Radio 4, from her famous late-night news voice.
How long, I wonder, before the bulldozers move in to tear down that ugliest of eyesores which has disfigured Berlin for the past...
We can broadcast from anywhere in the world thanks to satellite technology. We can almost broadcast from our smartphones. None of that was possible 2 decades ago. We can do so much more. We can go to so many more places. And I hope it means that in some way we can actually tell people more.
Robin Lustig says goodbye this week in 2012 from The World Tonight after 23 BBC years. UBN was a closed-circuit radio station serving factories, the United Biscuits Network. And it began in the days when there wasn't really a British radio station providing a music-intensive service to accompany factory work and also a vehicle for safety announcements. It became the first radio home for many of that first generation of commercial radio broadcasters. This week in 79, it closed.
Hello, this is Adrian Love from Capital Radio in London. I started out doing the overnight shift, ended up as programme director.
Hello, this is Peter Young, a name from the past if ever you heard one. I think UBN's really going to be missed by just about everybody who's still in the factory who's enjoyed the programmes.
This is Mike Baker at the Beacon Radio Studios in Wolverhampton. It's a very sad day for radio in this country as we reach the last few moments in the life of UBN. Without the tremendous experience in my days there in 1975, I've no doubt at all I wouldn't be working in independent radio now.
The last moments in the life of UBN. 11 years ago this week, Sarah Cox presented her final breakfast show on Radio 1.
Next week on breakfast, we have a very, very special competition for £007.
Breakfast.
I don't want to give anything away, but you might just need your passport.
Breakfast.
Our mate.
The voice of Sarah Cox last heard on Breakfast this week in 2003. She was to be succeeded by Chris Moyles in the new year. 1991 now. And this week, that year, saw the death of John Arlott.
You've got to be a natural talker because there's a time when a fast bowler walks back to his mark, when you've got a devil of a lot of filling in to do. It is a contemplative game, you see. It is a game that produces art, painting, writing, poetry.
The voice of summer, John Arlott. Before the cricket commentaries, he'd been poetry producer at the BBC World Service. John died 23 years ago. Happy birthday this week to this broadcaster.
Soul music on a Saturday night. The old and the new mixed together. Robbie Vincent from Seven.
Yes, Andy Peebles, 66 this week. He appeared on BBC Manchester and Piccadilly, Radio 1, Radio 2, Smooth as well. Staying with birthdays.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? The Academy Award winners of the year were To Kill a Mockingbird and Lawrence of Arabia, first time round. 12 minutes.
Happy 67th birthday to Simon Bates. Now, the new boy at BBC Devon, isn't he? In 1986, this week, after his long corporation career, David Hamilton said a BBC farewell.
Thank you to all the nice people it's been my pleasure to work with over the years, both at Radio 1 and Radio 2. But above all, thank you to you for keeping me company. From me, David Hamilton, this is our last song together. Sometime, somewhere, we'll meet again. Bye-bye.
From the press cuttings this week, what have we got? The Times, 1980, and we've got a headline here, a sense of gloom within independent local radio, according to the economic climate, even back in those days. And this tune was around to cheer us up 10 years before that. This week in 1970, BBC Medway launched in Chatham. Sing along to this. The launch of BBC Medway, now Radio Kent, this week 44 years ago. This week in 1922, a memo goes round the BBC. John Reith is to be general manager. He's 33. And a few years later, his voice launched the Empire Service, later the World Service. John was a cautious man.
As to programmes, don't expect too much in the early days. The programmes will neither be very interesting nor very good.
Ah, the optimism of 1932. Whenever I launch my next station, I shall use that line. Finally, with all those epic Christmas TV ads around now, let's pause for a gentler time. This week in 1938, this 3-minute radio ad was first aired by Ovaltine.
And now we present a further item in our series of other people's problems. Listen closely. The scene, the home of the Fowler family. Mrs. Fowler is busy with the breakfast dishes.
Mother? Mother?
What is it now, Irene?
I'll never get my Christmas shopping done. I've got so much to buy and no time except the lunch hour.
Well, what do you want? My best Christmas.
The highlights of the year, as well as the humdrum routine of everyday life, are made much brighter if you enjoy the perfect health, which is the inevitable result of regular Ovaltine. Happiness and health go hand in hand. An Ovaltine day is a happy day, regardless of the season. And that's because Ovaltine makes and keeps you supremely healthy and full of abundant energy.
I wonder what today's regulators would make of that. Perfect health is the inevitable result of regular Ovaltine. So with GMG acquiring the Saga stations this week 8 years ago... GWR acquiring Beacon 21 years ago. The death of George Elric from Housewives' Choice 15 years ago. And the last Kid Jensen shows on Smooth Radio this week last year.
Carlos, he's lined up next on Smooth Radio. Have a great evening.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Depend upon delicious Ovaltine for your health and energy. You'll find not only are you able to cope with the busiest day, but also that you'll be full of the vim and vigor needed to fully enjoy every moment of this festive season.
Radio Moments.
Thank you, David. Merry Christmas from everyone at Radio Today and your producers, TDC. Thank you so much for listening to us in 2014. We'll be back in the new year. See you then.